Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
You are listening to Coast to Coast AM. I'm Connie Willis. We have open lines coming up for you in the next couple of hours. And one of those hours, we're going to have James hang out with us, our guest tonight. You can find James in a couple of places. He's got a podcast called The Cosmic Switchboard Show. And you can also go to his website, thecosmicswitchboard.com, www.thecosmicswitchboard.com. I did look into, James, just real quick, I did look into the People of Earth. It was canceled, so it went on for 2 years. The third season, though they wrote it up, they canceled it. It was on TBS. Now you can pick it up on Hulu and a couple other ones, like I think Disney and ESPN Plus or something like that. But it's so sad because I don't think they ever really, I just kind of ran across it. I don't think they ever promoted it correctly. They should have contacted us. I'd love to have the people on. I say we bring it back and move it forward and we all help consult. Not that we needed to, because that was a wonderful show. So I hope you get to check it out and let me know what you think. But James, during this a little bit of time that we have left, it seems it just flies by. People are very happy about what you're talking about, but I'm going to throw you into the corner and I want you to tell me a couple things that I want to learn. And I hear, some people love to be abducted. Some people, they feel great that they are, and they believe that who they're being taken by is wonderful and beautiful and gorgeous and everything's great. And they're here to cure us and help us. And then you have the other side that is like, no, this is horrible. It's terrible. It's not right at all. They're going against everything that I want them to do. And I hear where some are maybe just grays and some are short and some are tall, where you talk about reptilian and military. So in this short time before we end up on the break and go into open lines, can you tell me the differences? Are there differences? Is it really just one type of hybridization type thing that like Jacob spoke about and Hopkins spoke about? Or is there many different types of abductions? Are some good? Are some bad? And is some so bad that it's reptilian and military only? Because I'm taking it that you see the reptilian as the worst.
Well, yeah, about the reptilians, they're one of the races that utilize genetic hybridization upon the subject population here on Earth. But they're not the only species of beings that do this. And I think that some of the gray factions actually work for the reptilians. They do a lot of heavy lifting as far as abducting is concerned and a lot of the medical work. And at the behest of the reptilians, almost in a state of cosmic vassalage, they enhance people, if you will. They they imbue more reptilian DNA into certain bloodlines of people to make them more, quote-unquote, reptilian. And I believe that the ruling, they've been variously described as the elite, the cabal, call them what you want, what one will, they are the ruling hybrid plantation managers of this planet. They have, the reptilians and other archontic negative beings have exerted control through these hybrid bloodlines. I'm not the only one that talks about that. In fact, this concept is many, many centuries old. Many people have known about this for some time, but the reptilians seem to have taken it to another level. As far as people's perceptions of these experiences, well, for me, it varies, and other people it varies, because I've had encounters with positive and what I would perceive to be negative beings. The negative beings have no, they don't care about one's personal sovereignty. They don't care about how traumatized or fearful we wind up after these experiences, after these abductions. And sometimes people can have quite serious maladies, health issues after these experiences. And the negative beings, especially the ones in the hardcore hybridization agendas, they don't care if they leave women reproductively all messed up, like they, you know, all this internal scarring within their reproductive system, because their ovum is taken over and over and over, right? So many women have gotten hysterectomies over the years, and as like my mentor pointed out, they'll never know the real reason was because these aliens have been scooping eggs out of them all this time, right? So from that standpoint, to me, that's an outrageous violation of our personal sovereignty. And I do believe there's a lot of mind control that's exerted, because these beings, reptilians in particular, but a number of different beings, they have the ability to alter the perception of people, make them think, for example, that they're being either having an encounter or a dream with friendly, benevolent, Nordic, Palladian-looking beings, but really they could be reptilians or other beings, right? Although there are Palladians, there are Nordic beings, they're not all good. There's this notion that if these beings look anything close to human, then of necessity they have to be good, but that's not necessarily the case. So some people have had a lot of mind control and behavior modification exerted upon them, and they have a very kind of a new age mentality about their own alien abduction experiences. But what's happened is when you get some of those people under deep regression and then this horrific kind of experience or series of experiences come out, that leaves them emotionally shattered. Now, what happens, what's interesting is after a few days, like this reboot occurs, and then they're back to the same new age kind of mentality again, like all the stuff that showed up in regression never happened. I've seen that happen before. So, yes, it varies from percipient to percipient, but in general, what they've done, the reptilian overlordship, as my mentor called it, everything that we're seeing today is an outward manifestation of this reptilian overlordship, the promotion of all these aberrant, atrocious things, normalizing all this heinous activities, barbarous practices, the glorification of cannibalism, for example, et cetera, et cetera. That's all an outward manifestation of this reptilian overlordship agenda. And so the reason why I focus on the reptilians is because not many people do. My mentor, Barbara Bartholik, was one of the very few, and her first protege, Dr. Carla Turner, were some of the only people that ever delved into the subject at this level, right? And I learned a lot from Barbara Bartholik and Dr. Carla Turner. And I validated a lot of their findings with the work that I did on my own and the work that I did with E. Morgan. So what often happens in experiences, there's this notion that it's grays and nothing but grays and hybrid, you know, various hybrid variations in between humans and grays. But in a lot of these experiences, people don't even have to be taken up into a ship. A lot of the experiences can happen right in the bedroom, where a portal opens up and one or more entities come out. And a person in the context of a single experience, an encounter experience, can see two or more different types of species. They can see grays, they can see insectoids, they can see manus beings, they can see reptilians. It varies. And in the mix, you can see Nordic-looking beings, palladium-looking beings. Barbara Barthold used to talk about assemblies where people would be taken before, like an assembly of different types of ETs, all different types of species. And they're all there, almost, she described it similar in a way to Star Wars, where there's this big arena or this big hall, and there's all these different ETs there, like a parliament, if you will. And for whatever reason, they present one or more abductees, oftentimes children, to these groups, these assemblies of different types of ETs. So it's not just one race, but I would say that a lot of the archontic negative beings have created proxies, if you will, hybridized bloodlines of themselves. And certain types of psychics with the etheric third eye vision, they can look at a host human and see the entity possessing them. They can see the entity that's taken them up as a host.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
It took 11 years to get to the sale. The NYX Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of NYX's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to NYX leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable NYX wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your NYX favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at NYX.com. That's KNIX.com for the NYX Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to NYX.com. That's KNIX.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You talk about military being involved as well, but you also, so there's two questions for you. I want to know about, and I'm just looking at the time. So I want to know why is the military involved and what is the final outcome? What's the final plan? What's the conclusion? Are they there yet or soon or is there this is the big war that people talk about. Is that right?
Well, yeah. So, you know, with the introduction of all this nanotechnology, I'll just leave it at that. But on a global planetary scale, we are seeing this force march towards this singularity, right? With so many people having what essentially are nano operating systems inside of them, right, all over the world. And there's no telling the implications once people die, shed off their mortal coil. Is that the end of it? Or have these entities, mantis beings, reptilians, and other beings, do they still have their hooks into these people's souls and consciousness? Because there is circumstantial evidence that these beings not only track bloodlines and generationally, but that they can come back lifetime after lifetime because they have a means of setting energetic hooks into people. So they know when they re-enter the earthly plane, through childbirth, for example, and then whammo, and if they've been tracking a certain bloodline anyway, and then someone is born again, and then they've had interactions with that person in a previous incarnation, for example, well, you know, they're right onto them again. And another point that needs to be made is a lot of our incarnations didn't only occur on Earth. Some of us have had past parallel incarnations on other worlds where we were essentially aliens, for lack of a better term. Like, I like to think that some people here are boots in the ground. They represent the ground force, if you will, anchoring higher dimensional frequencies, because someone has to do it. Somebody has to be here to resist what's going on, this reptilian overlordship. So I don't know if I answered your question, but I was just thinking out loud on one quick point about the reincarnation thing. I know that might offend people, but the Emperor Justinian, who chroniclers at that time regarded as what we would call a shapeshifter, right? Even by the lurid standards of Roman emperors, Justinian was extremely sadistic, killed thousands of people, tortured them. And he and his court created the Council of Nicaea, which essentially did away with the doctrine of reincarnation, right? Got rid of it. And so from that point on, it was not part of the doctrine anymore. So people really need to plug into that aspect. There should be no conflict between someone, say, being a Christian on the one hand and believing in reincarnation. General Patton was a classic example, someone who was a devout Christian Bible reader, but he was also very much into reincarnation and believed himself to be a reincarnated warrior many times over. So I just thought I'd throw that out before we take our next break.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So going back to the military part of it.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Well, let me ask this before you say that, if I can ask this. A lot of times what I'm told is the military comes in, you know, they come in a lot of times after these abductions because they want to see what happened, what they are doing, what they're up to. Is it more that the military, are they in cahoots or are they kind of, hey, the aliens are moving forward without us and we're trying to catch up and see what they're doing? Or are they together?
Yes, I'm absolutely convinced that there are factions within the deep black military and aerospace community that work in conjunction with non-human beings. And this has been going on for some time. If you go back into the ancient literature, ancient texts, I mean, the wars of gods and men, the gods walking the earth alongside humans, it's a very old concept. And then you add on to that the lore from the inner earth stories going back countless millennia, of, you know, large, relatively advanced civilizations that live in the cavern systems beneath our feet, right? And so the particularly the hybridized secret society members, the hybridized members of the deep black military aerospace community, it's been in their bloodlines all along to interact with non-human beings in the context of these ceremonial workings, for example. I mean, what are the odds that Jack Parsons, a disciple of Aleister Crowley, would be involved in the Babylon working with L. Ron Hubbard for the express purpose of opening huge dimensional portals to let beings in, right? So the concept of interacting with non-human beings is firmly embedded in the esoteric lore all around the world. So what we're seeing is the latest extension of that. And Roswell was not the first crash retrieval. There were other ones before that. But especially after Roswell, more and more technology was recovered as a result of crashed alien spacecraft. Sometimes there were living aliens found at the crash sites. And over time, this alliance was formed, if you will. And I tend to think of the human element of it, but it's a hybridized human element of it, right? It's not like necessarily all these good people that are interacting with aliens, because it's precisely what I would consider to be this hybridized control faction within the military aerospace community that's interacting with these beings. And like these aliens, these marauding, abducting aliens, these elements of the military care not a whit for our personal sovereignty. They care not a whit for our freedom, because they kidnap people that have had experiences. And this alliance goes at least as far back as the late 1940s, early 1950s. I'm satisfied there was some kind of alliance, if you will, between one or more ET races and elements of the U.S. government. This may have started as early as the Eisenhower administration. So, and if you listen to whistleblowers, real ones, Dan Sherman. You can find his story out there. I'm satisfied that there has been this exchange at work where the ETs, certain ET groups, provide technology, know-how, training, if you will, to deep black elements of the military aerospace community in return for turning a blind eye to all these abductions that's taking place, because the aliens are still advancing their own hybrid agenda, right? And so now, and if you listen to the comments of Ben Rich, the late director of Lockheed Skunk Works, he told Jim Goodall, who I've had on my show twice, we have technology, and I'm paraphrasing here, in the Nevada desert, that's 50 years beyond your comprehension. He didn't say 50 years beyond your understanding of aviation or engineering. He said 50 years beyond your comprehension. And Jim Goodall is a worldwide expert in all things stealth.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.